I had already finished recording this teaching, and then I realized that I had forgotten one important detail, which is the wording of verses 1-1 in the 1611 King James Bible. The way it is worded here, which I spoke about, but one thing I forgot to mention is that it says, in the beginning God created the heaven, which is capitalized, but there's a comma after the heaven. And this comma is missing from every other Bible version that I've seen. And what this comma teaches us, as I've taught in many of my previous videos, the grammar is very important because it brings out details and meaning which would not be understood if they didn't have punctuation. But what this comma teaches us is when it separates this this clause, in the beginning God created the heaven, comma, and the earth, is that the creation of the heaven, which is the city of God, and the earth is were not a simultaneous event as we would be, as is implied by almost every other Bible out there, which says in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So what this comma is, it separates the creation of the heaven and the creation of the earth into two separate clauses. And what is the reason for the separation? Is a reason is that they did not happen simultaneously. There was a gap of time. That first the city of heaven was created and the earth was formed and created much, much later. That is what we understand from it, the way this is worded. As I said, that is not the way I have seen it worded in any of the Bible version. Therefore, if this is the correct interpretation, then that would mean that all these other Bibles, and if they begin in error in the very first verse of the Bible, then how many more errors will you find in there? But that is why you should look at the words, you should look at the grammar, and then compare. When you're comparing Bible versions, for example, very important to compare not just the wording, but also the grammar in it. All right, dear friends, so by giving thanks to the Lord our God and our Heavenly Father and to the Lord Jesus Christ, let us continue our studies in the book of Genesis. So this is a study of the 1611 King James Version, or the authorized version of the English Bible. And as you can see on the screen, this is an image from the actual printing of that 1611. And what was something that has gone missing from most modern Bibles is that in those times they used to have on the top of the page, first of all, like it says, the creation of the world, which gives you a general overview of what will be information or what will be seen, what can be read on this page. And then it'll give you the title of the book, the first book of Moses, called Genesis. And then underneath it, before the actual text begins, it has, it'll say chapter 1, and then it has some chapter headings. So it says the creation of heaven and earth, of the light, of the firmament, of the earth separating. So it gives you verse numbers, okay? Verse 1, creation of heaven and earth. Now the way it is worded in here is very, very important, as we shall see when I continue this study, that in this version of the English Bible, it tells you, the way it's written is, it doesn't say creation of heavens and earth. It tells you of heaven, capitalized, and earth, capitalized, which are proper nouns, and that these are unique and individual places. Of the light, verse 3, 6 of the firmament, 9 of the earth separated from the waters, 11 and made fruitful, 14 of the sun, moon, and stars, 20 of fish and fowl, 24 of beasts and cattle, 26 of man in the image of God, and 29 also the appointment of food. All right, so let us now continue our study. And here, let me start by, again, like in chapter headings. So let's begin with the first verse, which simply reads, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. As you can see here, once again, the heaven is a definite article. The is in front of the heaven. The heaven is in singular, and the earth is also in singular, and they're both capitalized, which makes them proper nouns. So this one short verse, the first in the Bible, contains within it the history of many ages of time in which time itself began. This is what we learn from a phrase-by-phrase, word-by-word study of this one verse, the first verse in the Bible and in the book of Genesis. So let's begin with the first phrase in it, in the beginning. So beginning signifies the beginning of time. In order for time to exist, the clock of time has to exist. Otherwise, time cannot be measured. in order for a clock to exist, there has to be a clockmaker who must exist outside of time. God is the clockmaker who made the clock that measures time and set it ticking by his acts of creation. Time is a measurement of change. For example, the change from sunrise to sunset, and therefore time can only exist where there is a change of events by which time can be measured. The subject of time is a very complex one, to which there are no perfect answers even in science. Suffice it is to say that for creation to exist, the creator has to exist beyond the boundaries of creation, and that includes the boundaries of time. Therefore, God has no beginning or ending, since he does not exist in time. Beginnings and endings have to be subject to time, which God is not. Time exists inside of him. God is eternal from everlasting to everlasting. His existence is not subject to time. And that again, just a couple of references here are Deuteronomy 33:17, Psalm 90 verse 2, and Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28. So next phrase, in the first phrase of this this first verse, in the beginning, God. The answer to who of creation is found in the first verse of the Bible in Genesis 1:1. God is identified as the creator, and it is taught throughout the Bible that God alone has created all things and all life, and everything exists to serve his purposes. Who is God, and what are his purposes for creation, especially his purpose in creating man, are the questions to which answers are given in the Bible, which is literally his story, or the history of God. The question of the purposes of God for creation is answered in Genesis chapter 1, and the plans of God in how he fulfilled these purposes are detailed in the rest of the Bible, beginning in Genesis and ending in Revelation, where the invisible God is finally revealed to all creation in visible form, especially to man. In regards to God being the creator, you can read in Isaiah 45:12, for example, I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their host, all the inhabitants. That means the host means an army of inhabitants that inhabited the heaven, that inhabit the heavenly realms, as opposed to the creatures that live on the earth. Okay, my hands have stretched out the heavens and all their host have I commanded. And then in the New Testament, in Colossians 1:16, for example, we can read, for by him, meaning by God, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. That's a very important phrase in there, for him, that everything exists for God to serve his purposes, and that includes mankind. So the most important question that we can ask is, you know, what is the purpose? Why did God make me? What purpose does he have for me? And believe you me, there is a purpose. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is the glue that holds creation together. Otherwise, everyone would dissolve and fall apart. Now, the order of creation. This is a very important subject, because I've never really seen this taught, that, you know, most Bible translations, as we shall see, they say in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heavens, plural, and the earth, meaning that all creation just came, you know, fully grown at the same time, simultaneously. But that is not really how the Bible teaches it happened. So in the beginning God created the heaven. This is continuing with the reading of verse 1. So it created the heaven, okay, one place. Creation began with the heaven, which is the city of God, the highest place in creation, where sits the Most High God, from which God rules and reigns over all of his creation. In almost all Bible versions, the text of Genesis 1:1 reads, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Heavens is in plural in Genesis 1:1. In almost all Bible versions except in the King James. The chapter headings in the 1611 AV, from which I read to you before, clearly prove that the translators understood that God's creation began with the heaven and the earth, both singular and both proper nouns, as names of unique places in creation. There is only one heaven, the celestial city of God, and one earth built to be inhabited by corporeal creatures of flesh and blood. This would imply that all of creation, including the heavenly bodies, such as the sun and the moon, were all created. The translation, "In the beginning God created the heavens," in the plural, would imply that all of creation, including the heavenly bodies, such as the sun and the moon, were all created simultaneously in the very beginning of creation. However, this is not correct, because the sun, moon, and the stars were not created in the beginning, but on the fourth day, as written in Genesis chapter 1 and verses 14 to 19. There was also a period of great before the light shone, as we read in Genesis 1:2, that darkness was upon the face of the deep. Since heavenly bodies give light, they emit light, it is apparent that they were not operating in the beginning. So it is incorrect to write that in the beginning God created the heavens, okay, in the plural. That is not what the Bible teaches. Without going into detail, there is a very specific chronological order to creation. Creation began with just one place, the city of God called the heaven. This makes sense, for it is obvious that no city comes into existence completely finished instantaneously, but is built in stages and grows in population over time. So too, God began his creation, which was created to serve his purposes, with his own abode and the administration center of creation, which is the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of God. The heaven, which is a celestial city, singular, is not to be confused with the heavens, plural, which are lights above the earth, but below the heaven. Any city is built with the intent of populating it with inhabitants. This is also true for the city of heaven. Before continuing with the rest of creation, including the earth, God created the first creatures who would be the inhabitants of the heavens, of the city of heaven, various races of angels, such as the cherubim and seraphim, and angels of various ranks, such as archangels. Angels are creatures of spirit, not flesh. Various races of celestial men, creatures of flesh and blood, called sons of God in the Bible, were also created early on, even before the earth was made. Although it is commonly taught that the biblical sons of God were angelic beings, this is not true. They were and are creatures of flesh, very similar to man of the earth called Adam, but not identical to terrestrial mankind. There are two kinds of men in God's creation: celestial men, or men of the heavens, called sons of God, and terrestrial man, called Adam, literally man of the earth, whose existence is limited to the earth, whereas the sons of God are not limited to the earth only. The truth about the heavenly sons of God, and evidence to prove that they were pre-Adam men who had interaction with Adamic men calling themselves gods and heroes. Okay, that history is found very in all mythologies and in all myths and legends, and even in the Bible. So, you know, it is all commonly taught that there were other races of men that came from the heavens and they mingled with people of the earth. That is something which is so common across the world that there has to be a truth in it, and if that truth can be found in the Bible, then it is true. And that is true, that these gods of mythology, such as Zeus and Apollo, etc., they were real people, but they were not angels, they were men. Okay, heavenly sons of God, and to prove, you know, the truth about the heavenly sons of God and evidence to prove that they are pre-Adam men has been presented in a series of videos linked in the description. These sons of God are found in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, and also in the book of Job. The Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle with various pieces scattered throughout that need to be pieced together to reveal the full picture hidden in it. Therefore, various portions of scripture have to be compared to a complete understanding of the history of creation as taught in the Bible. So in the order of creation has an order, and in that order first was created the city of heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem, followed by the inhabitants of heaven, beginning with angelic earth. And this happened before the earth was made. This fact becomes apparent from one scripture verse in particular, which was spoken by God himself, which is Job 38, verse 7. And what we read here is, when the morning stars, this is God is describing the time of the foundation of the earth, when he was laying the foundation of the earth had not yet been made. So this is referencing that time. And God said, when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy because they saw the earth being made and created and formed. So obviously they were not on the earth because the earth did not yet exist. So they were in the heaven, the city of God, from which they witnessed this event, which is the formation of the earth. We learn from this scripture that at least two species of intelligent creatures, races of angels, who are the morning stars, are symbolic of angels, and the races of the sons of God, the celestial men, were already in existence in heaven even before the earth was formed. So in the history of creation, there is a long history of many ages of time in which worlds were built and destroyed long before terrestrial man called Adam came to inhabit the earth in the Garden of Eden. I have over 100 video teachings on the history of creation before, actually more like 200, before the history of man of the earth began in the Garden of Eden. The link to these videos is in the description. So you can see here, you know, see these are the playlists, Book of Genesis, History of Creation, the Nephilim, Sons of God, Fallen Angels, Deception playlist, Bible History of Creation playlist, History of Evil in the Bible playlist, Bible Doctrines, Image of God, that Jesus, God of the Flesh, which is very relevant to Genesis 1, is in the description. So, you know, these are like not just tens of videos or dozens of videos, these are hundreds of teachings, which anybody that takes the time to search and study diligently, they will come to the same conclusions about the Bible is teaching us about our history as I have. Okay, so we learn. So the order of creation in the Bible is as follows. First, before the creation and beginning of time, God the Creator. He alone is everlasting to everlasting, not subject to time. He alone exists the boundaries. All creation is contained within him. Time is contained within him. He does not exist in time, or he is not subject to the limitations of his creation. He exists beyond the boundaries of his creation. As a matter of fact, there is a verse of scripture in Acts chapter 17 where it tells us that in him we live and move and have our being, telling us that all creation is existing within God. Okay, secondly, first created place in all creation was heaven, the city of God called Heavenly Jerusalem in the Bible. Then, first creatures in creation, various races of ethereal spirit beings, angels, and corporeal creatures with bodies of flesh called sons of God in the Bible. Then, the first and only terrestrial body in creation, the earth. The earth is a unique place in creation despite what we are told. There's only one earth in all creation. The earth is symbolic of flesh, whereas the heaven is symbolic of spirit. In Jesus Christ, spirit and flesh were united, as planned by God before creation began. In the book of Revelation, heaven and earth will finally be united, which is the process that began in the beginning, but could only be completed over many ages that span the history of creation in the Bible. Evil was required to complete the process of shaping man into the image of God, about which I just spoke to you briefly, and I have linked many videos on the topic in the description. Okay, so evil was required. Why does evil exist in God's creation if God is good? There is an answer to that. Evil was required to complete the process of shaping man into the image of God, which is why evil exists in God's creation for a brief period of time. I mean, this time potentially has lasted millions of years. But at the same time, for God, that is but like nanoseconds. And finally, the heavens, if these nanoseconds of evil exist to serve his purposes. Finally, the heavens, okay? So first was God was existing, the heaven, the city was made, the intelligent creatures, angels and sons of God, men were made, the earth was made, and finally the heavens. The heavens in plural were added over time and filled with celestial inhabitants. This is again apparent from many scriptures in the Bible that God stretched out the heavens, which is the region of creation above the earth but below the heaven, filled with heavenly bodies that emit light, such as the sun, moon, and the stars. We can read, for example, in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5, "Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens," okay, now he's talking about the heavenly bodies, "and stretched them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein." Stretching out and spreading forth means taking something from a central point and stretching or spreading it outwards like a curtain. The heavens, which are also symbolic of the host or the armies of heaven, which are mainly various races of angelic spirit beings, were brought into existence over a long period of time, which has lasted many ages, as taught in previous videos on the various ages of creation. And the history of, and this has been taught in my videos on the various ages of creation and the history of evil in the Bible series of teachings. God does not do everything instantaneously, but rather over the course of time, which is the very reason for the existence of time. If everything happened instantaneously, there would be no time. For example, God did not make all mankind or various kinds of beasts on the earth with a wave of a magic wand, but he made only one male and one female who multiplied over time and grew in population and spread across the face of the earth in many generations, which are continuing until today. Similarly, there are generations of the heavens themselves and their host, or the inhabitants that fill the heavens, that, you know, they came generation after generation, not just everyone at once, as we can learn, for example, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4. Thus, in order to understand the true history of creation, we must first understand that there is a definite order in which creation was formed and is still being formed by God till this very day. Later in this study, I will explain the difference between creation and formation. Creation is a mental process by which plans are made, and then through a process of formation, the plans are executed to bring into existence that which was first thought of and drawn out as plans on a blueprint. Genesis chapter 1 is mostly an account of creation, of God making his plans and declaring them to all his creatures. God gave us the plan and the purpose of creation right in chapter 1 of the book. Okay? Of God making his plans and declaring them to his creatures, these plans, the blueprints of creation, would be executed and formed, that is, made and brought into existence over the course of time. So Genesis chapter 2 verse 4 reads, "These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens." Okay, so this understanding that things happen over the course of time, it didn't just happen instantaneously, that the 6 days of creation, they are in fact 6 days of recreation, as we can see, that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 2, they contain within themselves ages of time that potentially could have lasted millions and billions of years, and almost the entire history of the birth and growth of evil is contained within just the second verse of Genesis chapter 1. So as you can see, I've only touched on the first verse of the Bible, but because it contains so much history and detail, which can only be understood by comparing it to other portions of Scripture, that, you know, it is not something that we should read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth," which most Bibles read and move on. No, we have to think about it. We have to look at the words. We have to look at the phrases, and we have to compare it to other portions of Scripture, and then that true history becomes understood. It is revealed to us. Okay? So we shall continue now on to verse 2 in the next part of this and the next teaching in this series.
I've been confused which way I'm headed. Take my hand now and lead me home. Sing of my Savior.